Kagiga Perk Beis Mishnah Dalet. Atzeres Shechal Yos Be'erev Shabbos. When Shavuos falls out on Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Beshame Yomim Yom Tvoach Achra Shabbos. Beshame says that the day of Shechita for this carbon is the day after Shabbos. You can't bring the Olos Re'iyah on Yontif. That's Beshame Shechita in the previous Mishnah, because you're not Makriv Olos on Yontif. Normally you would just bring it the next day. Now Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day, not 7 or 8 days like Pesach and Sukkos, nevertheless, there was 7 days in total that you can bring the Olos Re'iyah. So you don't bring it on the first day because it's Yontif. You can't bring it on the second day because in this case, Yontif fell on Erev Shabbos, so the second day is Shabbos. So now, on the third day, which is on Sunday, that's when you would be Makriv the Olos Re'iyah of Shavuos. Veisil Oimrim Ein Yom Tevoach Achara Shabbos. Veisil says, that's not true. We do not shecht it after Shabbos on Sunday, because Beis Hill held that a Olos Re'iyah could be Makriv on Yontif. And even, like we had in the previous Mishnah, that you would do Smicha right before, on Yontif. Umodim Shimchalios B'Shabbos, and both Beis Hill and Beis Shammai agree that if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, Sheyom Tvoach Achar Shabbos, that the day that they would be Makriv, that they would shecht the carbon Olos Re'iyah, would be after Shabbos on Sunday, because everybody holds that it's not Docha Shabbos. And Tos Yontif goes into, why not? Why is it any different than a carbon musaf? Isn't the Iker mitzvah of the Olos Re'iyah tied to that very day? So there is a difference with the Olos Re'iyah, and Tos Yontif seems to explain that since there's a din of Tashlumin that I can sort of make up the Olos Re'iyah on the other days afterwards, on the 6 days following the Yontif, it's almost as if the Zman is not a Zman Kavua. That's one of the Hesberim that he gives in the Rishonim. So therefore, even according to Beis Hillel, you would do it after Shabbos. Ve'ein kohen gadol mislabish bekelov. And during the time that they would shecht the Olos Re'iyah after Shavuos, the kohen gadol would not wear his kelim, his garments. Now, which garments are we talking about? So the Rav says he doesn't wear like nicer yontif garments, that people shouldn't think that today is a yontif. They're being makriv of the Olos Re'iyah. So people should know it's like a tashlumin. Don't think it was a yontif. So he wouldn't wear those garments. And like Rashi says, even in his own house or in the marketplace. But Taisus asks, what does it have to do with a Kohen Gadol? It should be everybody. Why are we hopping on to a Kohen Gadol? So Taisus actually says, we're talking about the big day Kahuna Gadola, the 8 Kalim that he wears. Because the Yerushalmi brings a Machlokas of when the Kohen Gadol would wear these 8 garments. And I'm not sure which Shita it is. That sounds like Rabbi Kiva in the name of somebody. But he held that the Kohen Gadol would only wear them on Shabbosos and Yom Tovim because of the Kvod Hayom, Taisus Yontif points out. And therefore, the Mishnah is specifically talking about the specific kalim of the Kohen Gadol. So on this day that he would shecht it, the day that they were making it up, he would not wear his special garments. Umutarim behesped uvetainis. And on this day, they would allow hesped and tainis. Shlolakayim divrei omer matzeres achar Shabbos. In order not to fulfill those tzadukim that would say that atzeres shvuis is achar haShabbos, is after Shabbos. Meaning, the tzadukim, when the Torah says mimachar haShabbos, the tzadukim learn that Shabbos is not like we know. Shabbos is referring to the yontif of Pesach, because all the Moadim were called Shabbosos. Rather, the tzadukim learned mimachar haShabbos is talking about Shabbos, like every Shabbos of the week. The mimachar haShabbos means it has to be on Sunday, the day after Shabbos. So if it's coming out that there be makriv, the Olos Re'iyah, on Sunday, they specifically wanted to emphasize that today is not a yontif at all. They even did hesped and tainis that day. Because really, they wouldn't be doing hesped and tainis that day. Because Rabbi Kiva brings the Mishnah LeMelech, that on that day, even a yachid, if he would bring a carbon, it would be usur to do hesped and tainis. It's a very happy day when one is makriv a carbon. But nevertheless, when the makeup day was on Sunday, because of the tzadukim, they emphasized and they allowed hesped and tainis.